Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group First Quarter 2011 Results Conference Call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Wednesday, May 18th, 2011. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry, and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us on the line today are Mr. Gadi Lessen, President and CEO of Strauss Group, Mr. Shachar Florence, CFO, and Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Investor Relations Director. Mr. Lessen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this quarterly call for the Strauss Group results. With me today are Shachar Florence, our CFO, and Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, our Director of Investor Relations. Let's see slide number three, please. Strauss Group opened 2011 with sales growth seen in all of the group's activities. Group sales grew by 4.5% this quarter, but the increase in energy and raw material prices eroded our gross profit, operating profit, and net profit. Strauss Group continued its investment in global expansion. In October, we announced that Strauss Water has expanded its international water activity into China, signing a partnership agreement with the Haier Group, the Chinese home appliance giant, and establishing a joint venture in China for drinking water solutions. I am pleased to announce that today we began sales of Strauss Water, the new water market makers in China. This entry into China takes us to the next level in the realization of our global expansion strategy. In Russia, we continued our expansion, integrating the Le Caffè brand acquired in November last year into our Russian activity. In North America, we continued the integration of CCF Salsa Company into Sabra. This quarter, we also announced our plans to expand the JV with PepsiCo to increase our fresh dips and spreads activity globally. Under the Sabra brand, the two companies have operated a successful North American joint venture since 2007. We believe that PepsiCo's excellent global infrastructure, combined with Strauss' knowledge, innovation, and expertise in fresh foods, will result in an international company whose products meet the daily needs of consumers in various countries and help to improve their quality of life. Let's move, please, to slide number four, our business performance. Looking at our results, Strauss Israel continues its strong sales momentum, growing 4.4% versus last year, while improving its growth and operating profits. Strauss Coffee presented moderate sales growth and profits, impacted by the increase in raw material prices. We had strong performance in Russia and Israel, though we still see a challenging environment in most of the Eastern European countries where we operate. Moving to the next slide, Sabra continued its double-digit sales growth and increased its market share to 51%. We continued integration of the CCF Salsa business and began expansion into new categories. The operation in parallel plants impacted our EBIT this quarter, and we are happy to announce that at the end of the quarter, we shut down our old factory in New York. Strauss Water continued its strong sales growth in Israel and, as I said before, launches the new operation in China. We continued Max Brenner's global expansion, and in Q1, we opened new branches in Boston and Australia. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Shachar Florence, our CFO, to discuss our financial results in more detail. Shachar, please.
Good afternoon and good morning to all of you that join us today. I'm sure that all of you have read the report and you are familiar with the numbers and probably with the Strauss Group. So I want to talk about the colors of this quarter, or the main event that gave color to the reports. The first thing is solid growth in all of our business except the coffee, and we'll analyze in a minute each of them, but all of those businesses grew their top line in a very nice way. The other thing that impacted the reports is our decision to invest in the future of Strauss Group and its future profit sources, some of them in acquisitions, but some of them in activities that flow through the P&L. And last but not least is obviously the commodity prices trends all over our categories, starting with the most extreme, which is the green coffee, especially Arabica, but going through sugar and cocoa and energy, all of them went only in one direction, which is up. So looking on the reports, you can see the growth in the sales, but on the other end, erosion in the profit, and in most businesses also the profitability. You can see in slide number 8, this is the, I think, a graph that shows the phenomena very clearly. And coffee prices went up in this slide 94%, but if we would have picked a different point in time, it reached even 140%, then went down 120%. And it's obvious that in this environment, you cannot move your prices in towards the retail in such a sharp and short time. And thus, it takes us time to adjust our selling prices to the price of the commodities. This is the main reason for the erosion in our profitability, starting from the growth, but going down to the EBIT and to into the net. In the next slide, you can see a very solid growth in sales, starting with Israel that grew 4.4% versus a market growth of 2.6%, means that we took market share in Israel. This is a very important thing for us. This is the second and a half, let's say, quarters in a row that we are taking market share. We haven't been in this situation in the 2 years before, and this is a change in direction that we would like to point. And our expectation is that this direction will repeat itself during the rest of the year. About the coffee, as I said, all of our businesses grew their sales in a nice way. So though the coffee business grew and the sales grew 0.4%, but mainly through price rise that the raise that that we have done to adjust our selling prices to the commodity prices. You can see that the impact of the commodities was much sharper than the 0.4%, and thus our margin there were reduced heavily. About Sabra, 41% dollar terms, 35% shekel term. And I think it's the usual, I can say it's the usual story, but we are not underestimating the effort of the business and the achievement. The 41% include our acquisition, as Gadi said, of the salsa business, but the traditional dips and spreads, mainly hummus business, had grown as well. The same goes for Strauss Water. Most of the sales here are in Israel. Growth of about 20%, which is a very, very nice growth. And the same for Max Brenner, which the results still do not include the Boston branch that was opened recently. In this quarter, what we have seen from it mainly is the expenses, almost no sales because of the timing of the opening. If I'm going to the gross profit, the growth in Israel compensated for the commodities prices, and though we're profitability went down slightly, still the profit went up. And as I said, in the coffee, the very small growth, they didn't compensate for the commodity prices. If we look on the EBIT, mainly in the other, in slide number 11, most of the other and the reduction versus last year comes from the investment in China, in U.K., in the new venture with Pepsi, and of course, by the operation of the two factories in Sabra. And in Sabra, we expect profitability to go back to double digits in the next quarters. Salsa profitability right now is a little bit lower than the hummus, but we expect ourselves during time to improve and bring the profitability of the salsa business to the same range as the hummus. So next quarters, again, going back from the about 5% profitability in Sabra today, back to double-digit profitability. Something very important when you analyze this quarter is actually the previous quarter, Q1 2010, and in slide number 12, you can see it very clearly. Q1 2010, and by the way, it's the same as Q409, both of them went in the other direction versus this quarter. Commodities prices at this specific two quarters were in our favor. Few very good hedging deals that we had brought us to the situation that Q1 2010 was extremely good, and you can see it in the long-term trend that you can see in slide number 12. So if you take the longer-term trend, you can see that this quarter is a very good quarter compared to 09 and 08, though profitability went down due to the commodities. So yes, on one hand, we are not too happy about the reduction in profitability. On the other hand, you can see the good trend in the long-term trend. Last but not least is the cash flow. We had a negative cash flow this quarter. All of it came from inventory prices. If you'll analyze our inventory AR and AP days per sales or the total working capital per sale, you can see that we didn't change much. But when the same coffee tons on the shelf cost twice than it cost before, this is the explanation for the negative cash flow. We do not expect it to be on a yearly base, of course, because again, assuming that commodity prices will stabilize, then the whole hit will be taken in Q1 at the beginning of Q2, where the change happens. Later on, it stabilized. And yes, we expect our cash flow for this year to be a little bit lower than previous year, but for sure not to keep the same trend as Q1, that took most of the hit of the commodity prices. Looking on the businesses, I'll try to speak not about the numbers, but on the trends and the colors. And in slide number 19, you can see most of the color. It's a very colorful slide, but this is the color of Israel. Lots of innovation, lots of new product, lots of marketing innovation enabled us to take the market share and grow our sales almost double than the market growth. Looking on the coffee, we can see a very good trend in Russia. The new acquisition not only brought us higher sales, but on top of it, enable us to have synergism in purchasing, and both sales and margins went up. On the other hand, we have a weakness in the Balkans. It's not the first quarter, and this is something that we should take care of. We are fully aware of it, and the commodity prices doesn't make our life there easy. Brazil, local currency, shekel, it went up, but local currency, we went slightly low. We don't see it as a trend. Coffee prices in Brazil went up as well, and influenced the ability of the consumer to purchase. This is not something that we see as a trend, and we surely expect our business to grow on a yearly base. Sabra, as Gadi mentioned, we just finished the closing of the plant in New York, which will contribute to the profitability, but not less important, we are in the process of integrating the salsa business into the logistic system of Sabra. We haven't exploited all the synergism that we can have there, not only on the costing side, but more important, on the selling side, starting to take one order for the from the retail and supply both category on the same order and so on. So we still expect growth just from the synergism, mainly in the sales side. And Gadi will speak later on our new initiative with Pepsi and what we intend to do there. Not that we planned it, but we happen to have today the first day of retail sales of our new water makers in China. We had a conference there with journalists, and I urge you to look at our website, Twitter, and Facebook, and you can see live videos that were taken from this occasion. And still, we do not provide the market with numbers. We promised the market that within 2 quarters, once we'll have more experience with the sales there, we'll come back to you with some expectation and feedback on the business in China. And I would like to ask you to bear with us. Still, we'll have a little bit more experience in the Chinese market. Max Brenner, as I said, new branches, and all of them, grew their profit. Grew their sales this quarter. And again, we haven't seen the Boston branch in these numbers. And for the ones that will tend to be in Boston, I urge you to visit there. People are standing in lines and waiting to get in. So we expect it to contribute in a very positive way to our business. So with that, I want to hand over the conversation to you, and we will be more than happy to answer any question that you might have.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from David Kaplan of Barclays Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
About pricing, we've seen globally, it's some of your peers globally as well, that's pushing pricing onto consumers at this stage of the game, given the sharp rise in commodity prices, has been difficult, to say the least. Can you tell us a little bit about how successful you've been at that, and if you can break that down by business, if you compare Sabra Salads to the coffee business, the local intro business, I'd appreciate that as well.
David, though, couldn't hear clearly the beginning of your question. We'll try to answer, and if we are missing something, please ask again whatever we haven't answered. But if I understand correctly, your question is how we accommodate or face or react towards the commodities prices. Is this the question?
Yeah, more or less, basically, but even more specifically on the ability to push pricing through to the customers, and then, you know, and I asked if you could break it down, you know, where you've been more successful, less successful in Israel versus Sabra versus coffee.
Okay, so let's start with the most difficult market, which is the coffee. Not just the market itself, but as I said, if you compare the increase in prices of coffee versus the other commodities such as sugar, cocoa, and oil, you obviously see that it was the sharpest increase among all of the commodities. And it's obvious that 100% growth in commodity, which is about 50% of the selling price, and again, this makes our life even more difficult because, for example, in dairy, in the confectionery, the commodity prices out of the selling price percentage is much lower. This was the most difficult area to deal with. So we increased prices in all of the market, all of them. There is no market that we didn't increase. We are still, if we want to, would keep all other things equal, we are still about 10 to 15% behind as far as price increase, which we will make. The question is timing, but we will make additional price increase. For example, in Israel, we did once at the beginning of the year. We announced much bigger one. We already announced to the retail, and everybody knows the new prices. And it will take place in a month from today, if I'm not mistaken. So we will increase prices. On the other hand, we did many other things, such as adjusting our mixes. And in the slide of the coffee prices, you can see that Robusta went up much lower percentages than Arabica. We adjusted the mixes, and you can see that we were able to keep the same or even higher, actually, profitability in Eastern Europe, and you can see it in the reports. In Israel, it looks like the percentage went down dramatically. Here I would like to say that most of it is due to Q1 2010 exceptional performance. As I said, good purchasing and a few good hedging deals that we had. It's not that the 21% EBIT margin in Coffee Israel is the normal. We said it last year, and we repeat it today. But again, in Israel, we are going to increase prices, I would say, significantly in something that we already announced to the retail. So this is coffee. So the mix of changing mixes, rising prices, and in the end of the day, all our competitors buy coffee from the same sources and have to deal with the same thing. About the other businesses, the influence is a bit lower. But again, in Israel, we raised prices in all categories, not just coffee. And you can see that overall, the erosion in profitability, is in gross profitability for sure, is very, very minor. And for your question, we deal with it. In Sabra, we didn't increase, but on the other hand, the hummus and tahini prices, since it's not a traded commodity and it's much longer purchasing agreement, didn't have the same impact. And I'm let's be very clear, the erosion in Sabra profitability is not due to the commodity, totally because of the double operation of two factory and no commodity influence. So I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you definitely did. If I can ask just a little bit more also clarity, has anything changed in your, you know, given the sharp rises in commodities, and I know it's obviously something that nobody was necessarily prepared for, has anything changed in your hedging strategy given the sharp rises and also the significant fluctuations of foreign currency, which also had an impact in the quarter.
Hedging, as you know, we hedge our business all the time. If you look on the graphs that you can see, for example, that at the beginning of the rally, Robusta prices kept low much longer after Arabica went up. It was obvious to us that in certain time, the difference between them, I'm not talking about the absolute price that, as we told many times, we're not trying to be smarter than the market, and we don't have better way to predict the prices. But it was obvious to us that the difference between them will be closed. So in certain time in the quarter, we went much longer on Robusta and shorter on Arabica. But as a general, we kept our hedging policy the same. Other than this, I would say tactic changes. Right now, we are slightly shorter on coffee as a whole, but with much difference between Arabica and Robusta. As far as cocoa, you can see that the fluctuation in cocoa is much different than before, and when it goes up and down sharply, we are trying to catch the opportunities and to take the advantage on the lower peaks, because we are always short in commodities. We'll buy sooner or later, and we'll buy. So we're always short by definition. So here, yes, there were times during the last few months that we went much longer than before, once we saw the prices goes down.
All right, thanks very much.
The next question is from Darren Shaw of UBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Shaka. Apologies, I'm not in the office. I have three short questions. The first one is on the domestic Israel business. The market share gain, do you think that is a short-term gain, or should we assume it continues going forward? And in which specific products do you think you've seen gain? The second question is on the comment about the double-digit margins returning in Sabra. I think you said it's going to come in the following quarters. I just wanted to clarify if you meant it's going to come in the second quarter, or it's going to take a few quarters to get back to double-digit. And does that include the Californian acquisition within that double-digit comment? And the final question is just on the Chinese water JV announcement of today. Are you planning as a company on giving any kind of guidance or comments to the market share or anything like that? And also, can you give us an idea of the actual size of the market in the appliances that you're actually aiming to sell with Haier, that actual subcategory of the water market? Thank you.
Okay, Darren, good afternoon or good morning, it's Gadi. I will try to answer your question. So the first one about the market share in Israel, generally speaking, we gain market share in all our divisions, in the coffee, confectionery, and the health and wellness division. In the subcategories, some of them we lost, some of them we gained, but again, generally speaking, or the general number, we increased our sales in Q1 in 4.4%, comparing to the StoreNext, this is the Israeli Nielsen, that mentioned that the food and beverage arena grew in only 2.6%. So it's going to be the third quarter down the road that we are gaining market share in Israel. And looking forward, we strongly believe that we are going to keep the momentum. We have a lot of innovation in our pipeline, and I believe, and this is also to go back to David's question about the raw materials and the price increase, I personally believe that we need more innovation, more value for money for our consumers, and when we are doing the right job, as we see, we can gain market share. So this is about the first question. About Sabra, the double digit, we believe that it will take us two quarters to gain back and to have back the double digit EBIT margins. We see the numbers and the profitability that we have in Virginia. Okay, Darren. So I'm going back to your second question about the profitability of Sabra. We believe that it will take two quarters to go back to double digit, mainly because we shut down the old plant. And second is gaining the synergies with the salsa operation in California. So we are very optimistic about the profit and profitability of Sabra, and mainly because of the very impressive growth and the 51% market share that we gained in the last quarter, and we believe that we are going to keep the positive momentum in the near future. Going back to the third question about China, so as Shachar said before, we are waiting and we are going to wait a few months to give a full presentation with the targets and numbers because it's too early. We just started the sales today, and we would like to be very responsible before giving the rough numbers because the market is huge, and we can do many mistakes by giving you numbers that by the end of the day will not be accurate enough. So please be patient, and I can promise you that we are going to share with you the numbers very soon.
Darren, just about the market size, actually, we've put after the last quarter that the market had questioned towards us about the market size, we've put in our website a description of the market. The Chinese market of water makers, which is existing category in China, because no one can drink water from the tap. He has to treat it somehow. Boil it, buy water in bottles, or to buy water makers, this technology or another. People, at least in the big cities, which are huge population, cannot drink from the tap. So, and this is existing category. It's a huge one. We do not even dare to dream in terms of percentage of market share, because even if we'll take a few percentages, it's such a huge numbers versus the size of Strauss that it is frightening even to dare to dream. Just for your information, in China per year about 10 million water makers are being sold. Just to compare to our current sales of the water in Israel, you are talking of a few dozens a year. So just bear in mind the difference in market size. So then, first of all the information is in our website about the cities that we are approaching, the size of population, how many water makers are being sold, and prices in China. You can find it there. I can tell you that if I put there, you know, only 5% or 10%, the numbers will come up so big that you know, we it looks like the Excel can take it all, everything, but we do not even dare to dream in such a way. So please, about the market size, you can look at our website. About our expectation, please bear with us another two quarters till we'll feel much more comfortable with giving you some expectation.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Shachar. Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we pull for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available in 2 hours. In Israel, please call 03 972-5597. Internationally, call 972-3-925-5927. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-group.com. Mr. Lessing, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. Before the summary, just to give you an update about our next step in our fresh JV with Pepsi. So the first two countries outside the U.S. Going to be Mexico. That in Mexico, we are going to build a full operation from A to Z, including a new plant and a new supply chain. And we believe that we are going to do it by the end of the year of 2011. The third country would be Canada. That over there, we just recruited a few weeks ago a new general manager that now is building the new team. All the products we are going to import to Canada from the U.S., from our current facilities in the U.S. So this is the beginning of the journey for our new JV with Pepsi. And step after step, we are going to share with you what is going to be our next countries and our next milestones. So this is about the fresh spread and dips with our partners. And now to summarize our discussion. Strauss is continuing its global expansion while strengthening and developing its key foundations for a long-term growth. The new investments in Strauss Water and in Sabra will not only strengthen those companies, but will also serve as the future growth engines for the group. And we believe that with a very strong home base in Israel that is growing and gaining market share quarter after quarter, and at the same time building the future of the company, we are in the right direction to fulfill our vision and our strategy. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes the Strauss Group First Quarter 2011 Results Conference Call. Thank you all for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.